Andrew Wilson, Chief Exec of the Rarer Cancers Foundation. Morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning.
What's your take on this? I understand this is complicated, and I also understand, Andrew, that the Health and Social Care Board, there is a limited, finite pot of money, and you know, emotion can't really get into it.
Well, we all live in the same country, be it sort of England, Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales. And this is a drug that has been licensed by NICE for use. And it is readily available in England, but not in Northern Ireland. Now, effectively, this is purely and simply a financial situation, nothing else. And sadly, these patients will die. The longer they're denied treatment, the less likely that treatment is going to work, and therefore there will be no cost implication to Northern Ireland. I mean, there are things that Northern Ireland can do. It sits at the moment on its haunches using the IFR process, which takes a considerable amount of time and actually was never set up for that purpose.
You said that people will die in Northern Ireland waiting for these drugs.
Absolutely. I mean,
unnecessarily die.
Well, time effectively is of the essence. For example, if a clinician recommends a drug, don't forget, most of these drugs are for end of life. Now, we have this thing, obviously, that no government has the right to sentence somebody, for example, to, effectively, to end their life early. I mean, people with sort of these life-threatening diseases, a lot of these drugs will extend life for a period of time with very, very good with a relatively good quality of life, and it gives people the chance to say their goodbyes, etc., get their own house in order. But where you have this absolute restriction, which I have to say now with the introduction of a cancer drugs fund in England has alleviated this situation, this situation doesn't arise. You know, I believe that we all have the right to live.
How bad are we in Northern Ireland compared to Scotland and Wales?
It's very difficult, really, to compare. In terms of Scotland and Wales, Scotland has a much better system with regards to individual funding requests. Although they don't have a cancer drugs fund, decisions are made expeditiously, very quickly, and there are very clear rights to appeal. What we've seen in Northern Ireland is that quite a number of clinicians are not making applications for drugs that they know would certainly help their patients, because they know that they're not going to be approved under the current scheme in Northern Ireland, and actually they don't want to upset the patient.
What do you think needs to happen?
Well, essentially, we believe that, first and foremost, that there is a very long delay between the period of time that a medicine is licensed in England and actually is available in Northern Ireland. In some cases, it's up to 9 months or longer, which is absolutely ridiculous. So that certainly needs to be addressed. Secondly, there is no clear-cut policy between the local health boards as to how they assess individual funding requests. I mean, at the moment, for example, individual funding requests were originally set up not for cancer drugs, but for things like plastic surgery and tattoos, removal of tattoos. So, you know, it really is not essentially fit for purpose. The other thing that Northern Ireland could do is, for example, to start making charges again for prescription, maybe as a management charge of about 50 pence per person. We have heard...
Yeah, we can give people free prescriptions here, but we can't afford a cancer drugs fund.
Exactly. And what we hear as well is that quite a large number of people, for example, are being prescribed paracetamol, which they could buy in Tesco's for 50 pence or less, but it costs the NHS something like £7. The actual sum of money, because obviously the number of patients in Northern Ireland that suffer with these diseases is actually relatively small, is not that great.
I'm just looking at the statement that's in here from the Department of Health, Social Services, Public Safety. It's just come in this morning. They say the department recognises the difficulties this family's gone through at present. Well, you know what? If you recognise it, do something about it.
Absolutely.
Northern Ireland spends around £22 million annually on cancer drugs, irrelevant if you're this individual man. The HSC is facing budget constraints, irrelevant if you're this individual patient dying with cancer, needing help at the end of his life, needing help. Growing demand, many competing demands for limited HSC funding. Well, that's fair enough. In relation to our links with NICE, we need to ensure that in the case of specialised drugs, we provide drugs which demonstrate that they are clinically and cost effective. You see, the problem here is in a case like this, Andrew Wilson, we could look at a case like this and we could say, OK, well, let's have public scrutiny at least of the type of criteria that the Health and Social Care Board is using in order to turn down this individual, because that will then apply to any of us if we get cancer. They won't do it. And they throw at us this constant line, we cannot talk about individual cases. Well, actually, they could talk about the circumstances in which they will turn patients down, and they're not doing it. And they're continuing not to do it. There is nothing in this statement that actually spells out to us in what circumstances, if I'm dying, if someone I love is dying, that they will say, yes, there's a drug that will help, but we will say no. They are not spelling it out to us. And I'm pushing the board this morning, and I'm saying to the board this morning that the public have a right to know. You are a public body. The public have a right to know the circumstances around which you will say to our loved ones, no. And this drug is available in England.
Absolutely.
That's the other reality. Are we trying to say that England doesn't have budget constraints, growing demand, many competing demands for limited funding? How come the English can deliver it and we cannot deliver it here? How come? They then say in this statement, there are arrangements in place whereby individual patients here can access drugs and drug therapies that are not currently commissioned by the HSC board. Each request sent to the board is considered on its merits. You know, so again, no scrutiny, we don't know. This board, closed decision, closed information, we don't know.